What's your full name?
Jessica Lee Regetta. I am the oldest out of four siblings. I have three younger sisters. I am originally from northeastern Pennsylvania, so the Pocono, but both my parents grew up in New York and the Bronx. My mom currently lives in the Pocono. My dad and two of my sisters live in Oregon, so I get to go out there a few times a year, and that's a lot of fun. And then I have a sister who's in the Air Force, so she lives in Texas, so I also try and get out there as much as I can. It's kind of hard to travel to both places.
She spoke about language and religion.
I was raised Catholic. The more I've learned about different religions, I realize while they are all very different, I find that there's a lot of common aspects, which are kind of cool too. So who's to say whose religion is right or wrong? In my senior year of college, I had to read Mayan sacred text called the Popol Vuh. My favorite story was called Babel, and it was like about like people who wanted to reach their gods, and they had multiple gods, and they wanted to communicate with them, and everybody spoke the same language. They started building a tower so that they could go up and talk to their gods, because they had questions for them. The gods got really angry that they were building this tower to go up to them, and they were like getting like, I guess, close. So the gods like knocked down the tower and spread them all over the world and made it all so that they all speak different languages. And I thought that was the coolest story, because it like gave an explanation of like why people speak different languages in different countries, so that they could never communicate with each other again and build that tower. It's one of my favorite stories. I found that a lot of the stories in the Popol Vuh reminded me of a lot of stories in the Bible. And now that I'm reading a few Hindi sacred texts, I see like a lot of similarities. Also, I think it's really cool that no matter how different they are, there's always like these common aspects.
She described what she does.
Right now, I am a high school academic director at an after-school program called Squash March. Squash March is an after-school program where we teach the sport of squash as well as have an academic component. So kids usually start in the 6th, 7th grade, depending. They try out and they wind up, you know, hopefully sticking through the program until 12th grade when they graduate. So my job once they get into high school is really to help them prepare for college. I like to do a lot of SAT prep. Fun part is the college visit and going through the whole college process and the application process and the financial aid and then watching everyone get accepted.
She explained why she comes back to work every day.
You guys, yeah, the student, as fun as Squash March is, it isn't always fun. Different things in the office aren't always that fun, but it's you guys and the practices, and it's always a different day. Like, I am never bored of work. Bad day or good day, it is always interesting and always different, and that's what makes me want to come back, because I definitely am not the type of person that wants a desk job, and I definitely like the spontaneity of Squash March and the trips that we take and just definitely the practices and being around the students.
She explained what she does outside of Squash March.
Outside of Squash March, I am currently actually taking a teacher training for yoga, so I plan on becoming a yoga instructor on the side as kind of a release and something different to do. So if I'm not at Squash March, I'm generally at the yoga studio.
Has she completely decided what to do in her life?
I've decided what I want to do right now, but I don't know. I feel like, you know, life's always changing and evolving, and you never know where it'll take you, and so I think it's nice to be open-minded and just kind of go with the flow. But I decided my senior year in Widener University down in Chester that I wanted to do something in education. So it wasn't until my last semester of college that I decided where I really wanted to go and take it, because before I was just doing something really more broad and just learning like Spanish. I was learning Spanish at the time. But then, you know, came across Squash March and really found that it was a better fit for me.
When asked who she looks up to in life as a mentor, she said,
kind of a difficult question. But I would say both my grandfathers. Both my grandfathers played a pretty important role in my life. My parents had me when they were pretty young, so my grandparents were around a lot. And I feel like my one grandfather in particular, he was kind of always around and always pushing me to do better. And, you know, if I was getting in trouble in school, he was always kind of pushing me and, like, just guiding me towards the right direction. So I feel like he was really my support system. And especially going into college, when there were things that I didn't think I could do, he was kind of there to always, you know, just talk it through with me and be like, no, you can do it. So he's definitely a big reason of where I am today, because I didn't always think that college was an option. You know, I was always, I don't know, I can't say I was always 100% sure.
I would be a completely different person had I not had the grandparents that I do.
She spoke about her behavior as a teen.
I would say that I had a little bit of a rebellious stage in my life. Yeah, I mean, I did well in school. It wasn't really necessarily with my grades, but I was like, you know, maybe getting in arguments with people a lot, or I was really talkative and or didn't really want to listen, and or wanted to sneak out and hang out with my friends late at night and didn't understand why I had to have a curfew kind of thing. So he was kind of always there to be like, Jess, is it really worth getting in trouble with your parents over something so silly kind of thing? Probably say my freshman year was my toughest year, so maybe I wasn't doing that great in school. And that's when it's like, you know, where do you want to see yourself? Like, in this, what you're doing right now and the grades you're getting isn't really going to get you where you want to be or get into college. So definitely sophomore year, I turned it around and really started concentrating on schools.
And I don't know why I did them. Yeah, I was in the teen mindset. I was definitely a typical rebellious teenager. I don't regret anything. because I think it makes you who you are. I firmly believe that. And I think it's nice because now I have the experience to, when I, especially since I do work with high schoolers now, to be like, I've been through it and it's not worth it. And it's something that you kind of have to figure out on your own and then realize like, okay, this is not the path I want to go down because life's just going to be really difficult that way.
She spoke about major events in her life.
The first major event in my life was my parents getting divorced. So I would say that was definitely a major event in my life. Being the oldest out of four kids, I was definitely had to be like a role model for my sisters and kind of the support system that made me, I feel like, become who I am and become more independent and more focused on what I wanted in life because of that. I really had mixed emotion about the whole thing. I remember my parents used to fight a lot. And I remember telling my mom one day that I just wished her and my dad would get a divorce so they would stop fighting and I wouldn't have to hear it anymore. Life could be better. And when they did get a divorce, it unfortunately wasn't like a very nice divorce. So it was really difficult. And segueing into that, that happened my junior or senior year of high school. I would say another major event in my life that was life-changing for me was getting into college. So I was the first in my family to go to college, which was really exciting and really nerve-wracking. I decided to go away for college, so I went 3 hours away from home. I definitely wanted to just experience a new place and get outside where I grew up, with a very small town. So there wasn't much that I, you know, besides New York, there wasn't a lot that I knew, so I wanted to see what else was out there. So I came down to Philadelphia, went to college, and because I was paying for college on my own, I think that college was really the first time where I really took things super seriously. And, you know, I took extra classes when I could. I made sure I got best grades that I could. I mean, I did really well in college. And I think it was because my focus and my determination and, you know, the fact that I was doing it on my own, it was something I was really proud of. And it was definitely, you know, you in college, you get a chance to really grow up. It was a really cool part of life. After that, or kind of during that, I studied abroad. I decided once I was in college, through the advice of my advisor, that I should learn a second language because originally I was studying international business. One of my professors was from Spain, and she had suggested that I go to this smaller region of Spain called Leo, which is in the northwestern part of Spain, a smaller city, so it wasn't super commercialized. So I was really able to learn the language, immerse myself in the culture. Nobody else from my school went there, so I didn't know any other English-speaking people at first. And then when I did, I kind of distanced myself from them, and I only, you know, I met people while I was in Spain, and I made sure I only hung out with them. And that really made me become bilingual, you know, so then I had to pay my rent in Spanish, and I had to, you know, do all these things in Spanish because I had to. I remember, like, when I first got there, I remember thinking, my gosh, I've been taking Spanish classes for how many years, and I don't understand anybody at all. I was like, what have I been doing for these past years? And then by the end of the 6 months, I was like, wow, I really, like, I speak Spanish. This is really cool. That was a huge part of my life. I'm now bilingual. It was the best 6 months ever. So if college was great, then studying abroad was even more awesome. I recommend it to everyone. Last but not least, another major event in my life that I would think life-changing was marrying my husband, Tim. We just got married in June. We met in college. But him and I are like best friends. We were friends before we started dating and dated for a few years before we got married. But, you know, we may not necessarily know everything we want to do and have life totally figured out. But, you know, whatever we plan on doing, we know we want to do it. We're doing it together. And we're both really open-minded about that, about traveling and stuff, so I think that's really cool.
How would your life be different if these major events did not happen?
I think that I would be a more closed-minded person. So I think going away for school, even though it was only 3 hours away, studying abroad, and, you know, I did some traveling elsewhere. I've always liked different cultures and different languages, but it really made me aware of almost how closed-minded I feel like sometimes Americans in general can be, or, you know, the stigma that...
The stereotype,
you know, and I think it is a little true, but I think that it just made me so much more open-minded, and I think that now that I've learned about one culture and one language, I'm, like, so curious about every other culture and language, and I think world is my oyster, and I'm just, like, ready to go see and learn as much as I can about everything. Yeah, my life would be a lot more boring.
Have you ever faced a situation that was hard to overcome emotionally?
Definitely. I think people have to face a lot of situations that are difficult to overcome throughout life. But the one I think that comes to mind would be my sister's moving after college.
If there was one thing you could change about your life, what would it be?
I'm generally hesitant to say something I'd like to change, but if I had to choose one thing, I think it would be that I would have been more involved in both high school and college, I would say.
When asked about one quote she would give others as advice, she said,
"A quote that I would tell people is that where your focus goes, energy flows." It's been kind of my mantra. I feel like sometimes, and just through different things that I've experienced, the more you focus on negative things that are going on in your life, the more negative things happen, and that's where your energy goes. So that's all you're focusing on, that you can't really focus on the positive parts of your life, so.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.